Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hey, hey, and welcome to the House of L podcast. I am Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for hanging out. We are brought to you by Remy Martin, and I know my guy Jim from Remy Martin is probably bathing in Remy Martin because he is a Western Michigan alum, and they won the Frozen Four, and he was a player, and he's a hockey guy, so I know that he is probably enjoying himself some Remy Martin in a celebratory manner, just the way you should. You got something to celebrate? You should get yourself some Remy Martin. I'm not going to hold you on this. I just wanted to spend some time talking a little bit about this, and maybe you can relate. I was bothered by what the Red Sox announcers were saying as the Red Sox were getting ready to come to the South Side to take on the White Sox. Now, look, You've been listening to this pod. You've been watching this pod. You know that I am not in a great place with the White Sox right now. And that's okay. Like, you know. But I did not like that at all. Like, I'll be damned. If there's an investment, my issue is that you don't get to talk shit unless there is some sort of investment. And it really bothered me that there's like, oh, our team that's supposed to win the division this year or compete for the division this year is off to a really crappy start. Good thing the White Sox are up next on the schedule. Well, guess what? Your team was still crappy inside of this series. You lost a series to the worst team in baseball. Congratulations. And if it wasn't for a spectacular performance by a former White Sox, you probably would have lost the last game of this series and got swept too. The White Sox aren't good, and we all know they're not good. And we can get back to bickering about them and ownership and anything else that you want to bicker about, because I'm here for it. After all of this. But I'm glad that they went out and did the job. Now, I'm not thinking that the White Sox are out here looking at awful announcing or if they got a tape of Dave O'Brien and Will Middlebrooks and everyone else from Boston was like, ooh, licking their chops, getting ready to come to the South Side. It made me mad. And throughout the last couple of days, I think I've figured out some reasons why I'm mad about this and why other people, I think, join me in their anger. It's less about the White Sox as a team or an organization. I know that we are, as a group, Southsiders are hardwired to find and pounce on any sort of offense that is levied our way. And that's what it was for me. I don't think the White Sox are very good. I think that they'll probably lose 100 games for the third time in a row. But still, like, are you even really looking at the problems of your own team? And you out here worried about what the White Sox are doing? As Kenny Williams said, stay out of White Sox business. We got enough problems on our own. We don't need all this other stuff that's going on. But I think that's what it is. I think that's the reason that people reacted to it. The only way that the reaction from White Sox fans would have been worse is if, like, Boog Shambi said it. You know, like, if the Cubs broadcasters were being a little reckless with their thoughts on the next series of, oh, our team's playing really badly, but thank God the White Sox are next up on the list of teams that they're going to play. And there's a way to even say it that I'm like, y'all were real. It was real on the sly, you know, like real shifty what they were trying to do. And we had Dave on the show on Friday, and I thought he was great. And he's a great announcer. I'm just saying, man, be careful what you wish for. Came in here and almost got truly embarrassed by the White Sox. You did get a little embarrassed by them when they put 11 on your ass on Friday. We'll get back to the pod in just a minute. Have you been juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks? There's a lot of stress involved with that, especially when it comes to website security. With Kensta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Whether you're a business owner, web developer, or running a digital agency, Kensta makes managing your website easy and efficient so you can spend your time on what matters most. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kensta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. If you're ready to experience Kensta's hosting for yourself, get your first month free when you sign up at Kensta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kensta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Congratulations to Chase Meidrauf for getting called up and having a walk-off winner. And it just bugged me. And I think there's definitely something to the idea of things have been so bad that there isn't a lot to latch on to except for each other. And I kind of think that's where fans of the Southside Nine are right now, that we got. That's it. And even me, like, I'm out here in the wilderness when it comes to the White Sox. And even I was like, wait, what did you say? What was that? What you mean you're going to come in here and get well on the White Sox? Don't you have some problems of your own, Boston? Don't you have one of the best hitters on your team that you turned him into a DH and now he can't hit anymore? Isn't that a problem for you? Sometimes this podcast is therapy. This is one of those days where it's therapy. I just didn't like it. Like, something inherent, like something like inside of me just went when I saw that. And I was like, okay. And I know, like, as a player, I'd have been talking shit afterwards. And that's why I'm not a professional. Like, those guys, they're so insulated. They probably don't hear any of that. It probably doesn't matter to them at all. Or, like, the Garrett Crochet stuff, the players that are there, a lot of them weren't there or like, oh, well, that's too bad that he didn't feel like he formed any relationship. I'll tell you this much. He's pretty incredible. He's incredible. And that was an incredible performance. 11 strikeouts, a no-hitter through, 7 and a third. He was outstanding. and he should still be on the South side. He's not, and I'm not going to fight that battle. I'm not here to do any of that today. I just wanted all of us to, like, turn into Nelson Muntz from The Simpsons for a second and go, ha-ha. Yeah, you lost a series to the worst team in baseball. And we'll see you next week, too. Maybe don't be so chesty. It's baseball. Baseball's weird like that. You catch the wrong matchup, your team's maybe not as good. You don't have to pop shit. That's all. You don't have to. You can just leave us alone. Like, that should be the slogan. White Sox baseball, leave us alone while we all try to figure this thing out. Just leave us alone. We're doing the best that we can. Anyone who cares about the Sox and the South Side, we're doing the best that we can to try to work through all of this. Figure out there's going to be a new owner, or Ishby is like, oh, I own 40% of the White Sox. And Jerry's like, it doesn't matter. I own all the controlling interests of the White Sox, and I'm the governor of this thing, and blah, 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 blah. I would like the baseball to be better. Do more of that more often. But like I said, that's another pod for another time. We'll just enjoy this. We'll celebrate. Go get yourself some Remy. It's small victories at 35th and Shields these days, and I'll take it. Red Sox announcers out here talking shit. Then their team came in here and lost the series. That's good enough for me. The 2 out of 3, I would have preferred a sweep. A sweep, I would have been out here dancing like George Jefferson had they swept them. But 2 out of 3, with the performances that they got, fine. Fine. And we can settle up with the White Sox later on. We can do all sorts of pods throughout the season and into the offseason. We can figure that part out. But at least for one weekend, we were one united South Side. And the boys did their job. So congratulations to them. And hey, Boston, I got two words for you.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.